W8BD Mobile. W8VD.
Good morning, sir. N8WRO.
Just leaving George's.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Did you have a skillet by chance?
That's the only thing to have when you're at George's. Skillet. Hot all the way through the meal.
Yeah, my granddaughter was in town last night, but they closed early, and she really enjoyed the flamingo shake that he make. And I don't think it's on the menu, but he still makes it. So next time she comes here, we're going to have to stop there to get that.
Yeah, I talked to him about a little parking lot situation there. I don't know if you noticed that mess or not.
Haven't been there too recently, but the shape of his lot is always been a problem there.
Yeah, and he's had a tussle with the car lot. They decided to park a whole bunch of cars in the way.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that recently. I'll have to swing by or take a look when I bypass it there. There was some talk about when the railroad left, that you might get a little of that land, but I think not. I think that's going to be rails to trails.
Bicycle or motorized vehicle, or don't you know?
No, it's just a continuation of Macomb Orchard, which kind of starts on the other side of 32. That's the trailhead right there now, heading out to Armada, and it's just... just a bike trail. I know, I forget the qualifications for motorized bike, but, no gas engine devices whatsoever.
Yeah, we're supposed to meet a couple there on the trail in Richmond here at 1:30. We're going to go on to Armada and back, 14-mile run. Kind of looking forward to it as long as it doesn't rain. That's our afternoon plan. So we're going to be back up here. Decided to go to breakfast at the golf course, but the flat golf course doesn't serve breakfast anymore. So that's what's going on with us.
Are you talking Little Camille's at Michigan Meadows or another one?
Yeah, Michigan Meadows. They got out of the breakfast business.
Well, that's too bad, because I never did get a chance to try it. They do a good job, but it's just they got banquet tables, pretty much. They got to kind of figure that out. And I think they need a fireplace if they're going to stay open for winter time.
Yeah, it is a bit cool in there in the winter time, that is for sure. But yeah, we enjoy it. I don't like golfing there. I like golfing in a farmer's field, but we like to eat there.
So my daughter was in town with the girls, and we did Commercial House last night. Food was great, but the service was a little slow, but not a problem. It was still a good experience.
Yeah, my son likes to go to the Commercial House on Mondays. Usually the Mondays are golf week, so usually, you know, and he brings his son with him because he's a pretty good golfer, 6 years old, and he golfs. And then afterwards, you know, Dad, I'm hungry. And so Dad takes him to the Commercial House, and we usually go there with him to the Commercial House. We enjoy that. So haven't had too much of a waitress problem there, though, or slow. But, yeah, that was good. We did find some really good places on the Woodward Strip. Marion and I went to a place called Taco Brothers or Taco Bros. Oh, my gosh, that was good. What'd you have, you said? It was so good. The quesadillas were to die for, and then we went to some other place called the Chalet or Chalet or something of that nature, and that was pretty good. We just went out to eat, and we're kind of connoisseurs of doing things like that. And both places were really positive experience.
Well, that answers the question I was going to ask, is what you did after you were leaving the cruise. I thought you might partake in some of the dining out that way, so there you go.
No, we did it on our lunch break and on our dinner break. We didn't go to the fire station. I had enough of fire station food all my life, so we went there, and that was good. After the cruise, we went to Teshu, had an adult beverage, and headed home and crashed.
Oh, I bet. I was reading up on it on Discord. A lot of sun, you know, just a lot of standing around, walking around. So I could see where you need a little R&R after that.
Yeah, we popped the canopy tent up in the middle and kind of sat there, and she watched one side of the road and I watched the other side of the road. So we did our civic duties. But they had so much police presence there. I mean, we even saw Ann Arbor police there was helping. So they, if anything happened, water for just all over the county. And even Ann Arbor, you know, with their motorcycle, the state police was there with their 8 or 9 bikes. They really had eyes everywhere.
Good deal. I guess they call that saturation. It's saturated. And then, of course, teams like ARPSC just add to the mix, which is all good.
Yeah, well, if anything did happen, it sure wasn't going to be very long before any of the professional resources were there. So it worked out well. We had a good time, learned a lot, learned a couple things for our own team that we need to adjust on, but all went well.
How about the code plugs? Code plugs worked fine?
Yeah, it worked remarkably well. At the end of the day, we only ended up using 2 frequencies. We used their repeater, the 63 event 1, and we ended up using a simplex GMRS channel to communicate amongst us. So realistically, we were scanning, what did I have in there? You saw the code plug. We were scanning 9 channels, and we were only using 2, the GMRS to chat locally, and the 63 event 1 for the Dream Cruise. No other frequencies were really needed, and the radios were stacked heavy.
Yeah, I got your message on the GMRS, and I actually went ahead and programmed it in here. Of course, I was way too far away to even. I opened the squelch just to see if I could, and I even put it on the antenna on top of the house to see if I could just monitor, but yeah, it's just, because I think it's 5 watts max on that, so it just wasn't making it all the way up here, which I wouldn't expect it to. But then even the DMR, the 63 event 1, same thing, put it on the top antenna, But then again, I guess they said at the net that that was only 25 watts. So can't get it, but I think it's designed that way. It's designed to be more local like that. So it worked for the event, and that's by design.
Yeah, I can't say for sure, but my guess is that that antenna was on top of the Berkeley Fire Station. And I didn't see the height of it, but most fire station antennas only worry about their community. I know when I played fireman, our antenna only worried about our community. So let's say if it's average, what, 100 feet, and you're only concerned about that. And I'm sure they didn't get the top bill, but I was assuming that that's what they were using was the Berkeley power.
Well, Dave and I were checked into the their net at, I believe that would have been 8 o'clock on Thursday, and one of their assistant ECs, Mike, was running the show, and he mentions 25 watts. He didn't clarify where the antenna was, but he said 90 feet high. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, that would explain it, but, and it was probably on the Berkeley Fire Station, so 5-mile range, maybe 10 if you're lucky. So it was all good, you know. Dave and I were chatting a little bit back and forth about, you know, DMR and stuff like that, and I told Dave, it's not the repeater, it's your antenna presence, so.
So was that your truck with the ARPSC signs on it? On the medium, that looked sweet.
It's my baby.
And I got communication from one of our guys, John. He's got my other set of signs. He already Apple paid me, so there you go. Got that done. Awesome.
I'm going to call you right back. I got to open a door here. I'll be right back, WBD.
N-A-W-R-O.
Okay, that is K's Mobile with a with service announcement in the ambulance here.
Go ahead, sir. N-A-W-R-O, Richmond.
W-8-R-O. All right, yeah. Hey, I'm just coming back through Ohio into Michigan, and boy, the 75 in the approach Ohio is a very difficult place to be this afternoon, whether you're going north or going south with all the construction. The southbound traffic on 75 is backed up for miles and miles and miles.
Good copy on that information. So you say it's apparently related to construction.
Yeah, a lot of semi-tractor trailers out there probably having a bad day. And I see more. I'm northbound now. We went through our own construction, but there's a whole bunch going south right now on 75. They're going to run into that. It's really messy. And it chokes three lanes down to one lane, and then it's just backed up for miles.
Copy on the information. Thank you very much. NAWRO.
All right, very good. W8RO. I hope somebody heard it and needs it, because I would, after seeing that, I would definitely be looking for an alternate route. Even if it's Old Farm Road or something there. KD8ZSK Mobile. KD8ZSK is clear and QS left.
N8WRO, don't go south to Ohio on 75. Apparently there's a big back. I hate those backups. I mean, it's a parking lot, and you just wait, and there's no way to go forward or back.
Okay. That's good to know. I guess I got a question. Do I owe you money for those signs, or does the club pick them up?
Now, wait. I thought John bought the second pair of signs I had. You already paid me for your signs at Culver's, the last time we were at Culver's, right?
Yeah, I only had one set of signs. So I got those from you, I believe, at Culver's, right? I can look. There's a receipt in there.
Correct. Well, you got them for me at Culver's, and you handed me a 20 spot, and we're square. Not an issue. We're good.
Okay, yeah, because when you brought it up, I thought, I had a senior moment there, and I thought, did I pay him for those? Or did I pay the club? All right, that's fine. That's all good. I always say, this is the world according to Wally. If I'm going to screw somebody for money, you're going to read about it on the front page of the Wall Street Journal if I get caught.
No, we're all set on that. You're set. John got the other pair. Apparently, he wanted to keep them, and so we settled up last night, and he gave me Apple Pay for that. So, and are you thinking about the Thursday meeting? You gonna be able to make it? I guess Mike's gonna be taking the Thursday meeting on coming up on MISD.
I have to look at my schedule. It's been just terribly hectic lately. Just go, but I have to look. So, I mean, we're still plagued with owning two houses, and I will let you know before tomorrow morning. This is a physical meeting. This is week three, correct?
That is correct. Coming up is the 21st, if I got that right, yeah. 17th today, 21st is Thursday, 7 p.m. I'm going to try to get there at 6:30 because Dave won't be there, but Mike will be handling it. And don't know what he has on deck for us, but he's going to do it, so I'll be there.
Okay. Like I said, I don't know either way. I have to check. I'll be so glad when things calm down, but I have to check. I know Nest is out September because they're disappearing for 10 days.
And then now that you guys got the Dream Cruise done, now we got the October set, and it's coming up the first Saturday of October. So we really only got August and September to plan. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. A little bit of work, but I like that.
I think the sets are easy to do, aren't they? Just like the thing we did in the spring with the radio stuff. That's not too bad.
Yeah, I presume you're going to do the same thing that you did last time, right? Because I think that, for what it's worth, I think that worked out well. You being dispatched and then Mike being the formal net control. This time, though, I'm going to be mobile with the mobile radio, and you send me wherever you want to send me is what I'm looking forward to, not limited to just, because last time I only had an HT. I wanted to stay in the footprint of the repeater up here. Now, you know, with the mobile, yeah, you know, whatever. Whatever Dave comes up with for, you know, I know we're not supposed to know a lot about it ahead of time, but I think there were a few items you guys wanted to take care of for the EC as far as setting up, you know, backup frequencies and stuff. But I'm sure we'll talk about the next meeting.
Yeah, I had another idea, too. I ran by Dave. We can talk about it at the meeting, basically at the manager's meeting. So, you've got my cell phone number, right?
Yes, I do, because I have the rosters. So if you give me permission to put that in my phone, I'll put it in my phone.
Go ahead. Give me a call in about a minute and a half.
Copy that. Will do. NAWRO. Listening still.
WAD. WATIJ. WATD in route to the trail in Richmond.
A little cloudy, but you should have a good day for it. NAWRO.
I'm hoping so. A little cloudy is better than full sun, but the trails are pretty well shielded from the sun anyways.
I'm not sure if it's still there anymore, but we used to stop at Chaps once we got to Armada. Did a little break there, then turn around and came back.
And Chaps it will be. It's been a while since I've done this, but we always go into our meet and do something, be it an adult beverage, because, you know, biking and drunkards, they go together, biking and drinking.
It's a reward for getting halfway there. That's still pretty good length on the trail there. I don't think I'd be able to do that myself, so kudos to you both.
You are looking at one physically fit specimen here. We're fine.
Well, alrighty then. You guys have fun, and we'll continue our conversation about the organization a little bit later at another time. NAWRO, have a good time, Wally.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't have any skin in the game on it, you know. Whatever the majority wants, and I have agreements no matter which way it goes. I just think all of it needs to be addressed and figure out how we're going to do it all, and then after that, we're going to go. You asked about Thursday night. I checked my calendar. I cannot go. I have, get this, I have a sales rep taking us to Cabana Blue. So I'm going to Cabana Blue on somebody else's dime.
Oh, heck, you cannot pass that up, so that settles that.
Yeah, I thought there was something, so I know it's been busy. You know, everybody was trying to, this is the type of year where all of the sales reps try to keep all of their friends close and their enemies closer.
All righty, I'll let you guys have at it. Have a good one, Wally. I'm sure we'll talk soon. NAWRO.
Yeah, you see anything noteworthy in the weather, text me.
Will do. Cursory look at the radar shows nothing right now, but we'll keep an eye on it. I advise. NAWRO.
WAPD.
WDA-KLL.
WAPD. WIUG 48, go ahead.
WIUG, WIUG, can you copy me at all? I'm not sure how long it's going to be. I just tried this repeater out here to see. I haven't tried it very much, so there. Go ahead.
I guess I'm on the right frequency. KF8DIC, what is your call sign?
It's called Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee, United States. YUZ is my call. Go ahead.
Roger, yeah, I copy you now. What is your location?
I'm over here at White Lake. I'm southeast of you here a little ways. I'm not real close to you there. I'm over here at White Lake. It's my PTH. Your name is George. Go ahead.
All right, George, I'm at Mobile. I'm on Drake and Ocho Lake. Yeah, you're not too far from me.
We're a few miles apart here, Jack. Yeah, a few miles apart here. So, at least we're getting in anyway. I was trying to call Kurt, KD8IWS. He was over there in Fenton. I thought I'd give it a shot since I was out here, this outside here. I thought I'd try it out here for the handheld. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, yeah. Well, you're sounding good now.
Hey, Jack, real good. Well, you sound okay, too. You're no problem with you copying you either. So, you're doing fine over there. Not a problem copying you there. Where are you headed go ahead.
Heading 15 miles and, Roger,
Ocho Lake. Okay, well, you got family over there, or what's going on over 15 miles? Got anything exciting going on there? Go ahead.
No, just driving around.
Oh, yeah, you sound good over there. Not a problem. 15 miles, Ocho Lake. Yeah, I know where that is. Been around there a lot. over the years have been over there quite a bit, so I know what you're talking about. Been over there, so not bad. Yeah, you're doing a good job in this system, so not a problem. It's just finding a good site and where to go here. So yeah, I'm up here in the backyard of my shop. I've got a truck. I don't think I can get in the house very well, so I'm trying it outside here. Figure that I can make it in there if I got it right. I'm got the radio, of course. I have it vertical, so shouldn't be a problem, my boy. A lot of static behind you. I don't know what kind of radio you have. What's the name of that radio you have? I'm using a Bolfang. I'm in the 5-watt position. I've got 5-watt. I'm running 5 watts with it right now at the moment. Jack, go ahead. You're breaking up just a little bit. I don't know if I'm doing the same thing or not, but I hear you in there. I got you. I got all what you said there. So anyway, yeah, I'm just running a handheld. I've got a long antenna on it. So that's what I'm using. I'm not running any beam or anything like that. I'm just using I don't know what you call a antenna. It's longer than the regular rubber duck. It's a longer antenna than what a regular rubber duck is. I'm not sure what they call it. I don't remember right now. Well, go ahead. What were you saying there, Jack? Go ahead.
Are you on? What's the quick one?
I'm the Fenton repeater. We're on the Fenton repeater, WASSM. That's what I'm transmitting on. Over here in Fenton, I'm on the Fenton repeater right now.
Doing all right.
All
right, catch you later. Good talking to you.
KFADIC. Okay, KFADIC, WAYZ. I hope I got your call right. Because I thought you said WAYUC at first. I thought I heard a different call, but I've got your call, DIC. I hope I have that right there, Jack. Anyway, 7-3, and we'll catch you later. Take care. This is WA, why you said clear with you.
N8HLY, N8HLY, you are listening, Tom, N8ASB.
KFADIC.